Welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. We're landing in South Bend, Indiana, with our coolest sports topic show. I want to welcome all of you. Frank Pomerico is our guest, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsor of this segment. That's Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Nevada. Just visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomerico, it's great to have you on. And this Friday, the Irish take the field in the Sun Bowl. And what a great opportunity this is going to be for the Irish football program. And, of course, all of you past players and the alumni of Notre Dame.
Coach, we always build our holiday season around where Notre Dame is playing. And this year it's going to be in El Paso, Texas, at the Sun Bowl. El Paso is a very interesting town. It's right on the border there. And the weather is usually pretty mild. I remember 10 years ago, they had snow all over the place. And Miami looked like they were playing in Alaska somewhere. They were all bundled up. The Irish were feeling pretty good that day. And I think they beat the Hurricanes something like 34-14. So the Irish are ready for that cold weather. Hopefully this week, it's only going to be around in the 50s. So it should be very pleasant and sunny for the game on Friday.
A great game on Friday, and the number one thing, too, with all the portal things and freshman recruiting and all the changes in coaching staffs. What about the personnel that will be playing this game, Frank? Who will be those guys that will be on the field representing Notre Dame?
Well, Coach, offensively, I was talking to James this week, and he was saying Steve Angeli is going to get a good shot to be the starting quarterback for the Irish. They're going to have receivers like Thomas and Colsey, Faison and Greathouse. These are guys that have caught passes all year long. I think they will have a good passing attack going into this game. We'll have some strong runners, too. Jeremy Love, Price, Payne, Ford, all guys with experience. Ford is a fifth-year guy, and he's coming back here. And he's going to have a good leadership role. And I think people like Love and Rice are really going to be able to add to the running attack that the Irish will have. Coach, offensively, the offensive line is going to be kind of rebuilt. And I think when we look at what we have a freshman at left tackle, Goshaw, and Charles Goshaw is a freshman, 6'8". 325 pounds, a real mountain of a guy. Pat Cogan at left guard. We have the center is Ashton Craig, who started about four or five games when Zeke Carroll got hurt. And Billy Sherrick is going to be playing right guard, and Tosh Baker is going to be playing right tackle. So there's all new names in there, Coach, and we're going to have to really dig down deep in order to play a good, solid game. But I think the Irish will be ready offensively. And I think defensively, we have a lot of experience there. Bortello at defensive end, Mills and Cross, and Baptiste is going to be there on that front four. So they're going to give a lot of experience there. J.D. Bertrand is going to be one of the captains, playing middle linebacker. I think Kaiser will be there. Sneed will be there. Watts is the best defensive player in the country. He'll be playing safety. DJ Brown is another captain for this game. He'll be playing a safety. And Ben Morrison will be playing as a corner. So we have some good experience for guys that have been playing. And James was a little worried at first, but after we discussed this, he's pretty confident that we'll have a pretty good team out there to stop Oregon State and really promote the Irish offense, and their defense will stop whatever is coming at them. So we're excited about the game.
Frank, I understand it's a sellout in the Sun Bowl. It seems as though everywhere the Irish go, they sell it out.
Well, Coach, Notre Dame is really kind of a national program. I think you have alumni from all over the country. And if they're close to El Paso, they're going to gravitate there. They could be in Las Vegas. They could be in Phoenix. They may be in Albuquerque, but they're going to drift over to El Paso to watch this game. And I think they're going to travel real well from the Midwest. So the Irish are going to have fans there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think they have some great events for the young men there. They're practicing during the day, different events at night with Native Americans that are putting on shows. I think there are some Mexican people that are putting on shows as well with different music concerts and whatnot. So it's going to be exciting. And a lot of people, Coach, will never be to El Paso unless they're there for this kind of bowl game. I was there one time on business, and I found it to be a very pleasant town. And the terrain is kind of interesting. It's kind of deserty, but then you have some mountains there too. So it's going to be a good game for the Irish fans to watch, that's for sure.
Frank Pomerico joins us, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame with our Notre Dame football report brought just by Station Casinos, STN Sports app. Frank, a new coach will get his offensive chance to be the new offensive coordinator. Tell us what you can about the new offensive coordinator.
Well, Mike Denbach has been to Notre Dame two other times. Once he worked for Tyrone Willingham in the early 2000s, and he was here for about 3 or 4 years, and then went to work for Willingham at Washington when he took over that program. Denbach has a lot of experience. He's from a small town in Michigan named Homer, Michigan, and that's near Jackson, Michigan, where I lived for a number of years, and it's a neat little community, but his family's from there. So I think one of the main reasons why he wanted to come back is so he could be closer to family. His roots are in Michigan. He went to Grand Valley. He coached at Grand Valley with Brian Kelly. And he has traveled with Brian Kelly to Notre Dame in the mid-2000s and then went with him to LSU in 2021. So he's been there a couple of years with Brian Kelly, and I know they're still good friends, but I think it was an opportunity for him to get to Notre Dame, start new, be really kind of the head coach of the offense. And he had a tremendous offense at LSU last year. The thing that was so great about it is that he was to be able to harness all that energy that Daniels had and be able to direct him to winning the Heisman Trophy. Now, hopefully he'll be able to have the same kind of consequences here, same kind of production here that he had there. We'll have good athletes. We have Will Leonard coming in from Duke. James is really excited about Leonard coming in, who's a good general. I don't know if he's the greatest thrower, but he's a good general, and I think he can run the ball real well. So there's some good things that Mike Denbach brings to the Notre Dame program. Most of all, he brings great experience and knowledge. And also, when you team him with Mike Brown, the receiver coach, who they all coached at Cincinnati together with Gino Gadulli, who's the quarterback coach, I think Mike will be, Denbach will be dealing mostly with the tight ends. But with those three knowing each other real well, they'll have a good grasp of the language that they're speaking, and they'll be able to put in the kind of offense that'll use Notre Dame's personnel to its maximum. So it's going to be an exciting thing. Maybe the key missing ingredient for the Irish, and I think this may put them over the top, hopefully get into the playoff situation next year, And a lot of Irish fans will be happy for sure.
Frank, I want to ask you, last Wednesday, the National Letter of Intent came out, and the players were able to select their universities, the early enrollment or early signing period. Your thoughts on the recruiting class for Notre Dame?
Well, the key one that the Irish are excited about is C.J. Carr, whose grandfather was the head coach at the University of Michigan. CJ is a quarterback. He brings great poise to the program here at Notre Dame. He is somebody that is has a tremendous physical talents. He can throw the ball real well. He's more than just an athlete, though, Coach. He's a leader. He's somebody that gets along real well with other people, and he's a leader. His father played at Michigan. His other grandfather also played at Michigan. So there's a lot to be said for a fellow who's going against the grain, and he comes to University of Notre Dame, one of the main competitors to Michigan. But CJ is a good, mature young man, and I think he'll lead the program. Coach, the great linebacker from St. John Bosco in California, it's KVA is what they're calling him. He's about 6'3", 230 pounds. Notre Dame was in competition with Ohio State and Southern California, and he is somebody they expect may even start next year. So he brings a lot of experience and a lot of physical talent. Lambert, offensive tackle, 6'6", from 280 to 300 pounds. Coach, there's a couple of other good receivers, Cam Williams, but there's other receivers that are being brought in through the portal that are going to really make a difference too. Bryce Young, who's the son of a great football player, Bryant Young, that played here at Notre Dame and played for years in the NFL at the 49ers. And Kennedy Urlacher, whose father played linebacker for the Bears. He's coming to Notre Dame, and he's a safety. If you remember, Coach, Brian Urlacher played safety at New Mexico. And then they moved him. He beefed up a little bit. They moved him to middle linebacker. But he was always somebody who could run. So James is really excited about that legacy group there, that guys that their fathers have played at Notre Dame, and they're following them. There's going to be a tremendous amount of loyalty and love to the program because of that connection. So James is excited, Coach. I'm excited. And the whole Notre Dame nation is excited about what's coming in the future. We got some good experience at coaching level. Also, they brought in a new strength and conditioning coach. His name is Lauren Landau. He comes from the Denver Broncos. Coach, when you're coming from a professional situation to a college situation, a lot of times they're looking to change the culture. I think the culture before was good. I think it was something that the coach may have looked at the kids as a Marine DI, as opposed to somebody who was maybe a professor telling people what to do. Now, some kids need Marine DIs, and some people don't. So there may be a little bit change of culture here as far as that is concerned, but hopefully he'll be somebody that can bring the maturity out of the young men and make them play at their top level. So we'll see. They did great with Matt Bayless, who was a great strength coach here for about 5 or 6 years, did a great job, but he's moved on, and now we have Lauren Landau, who comes from the Denver area with great experience in the NFL. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited to see how that's going to turn out, too.
I tell you, Frank, you sound very optimistic, and James has, again, provided us with a lot of information regarding our Notre Dame football program and segment. James, I want to wish you a happy new year. And again, Frank, I know your eyes will be on all the bowl games that are going on, especially on Friday night when Notre Dame takes on Oregon State. We'll be back next week and, of course, continue with our Notre Dame football report. I want to wish you, your family, and everyone out there a great 2024, buddy.
Thank you, Coach. Just one last thing, though. The game is Friday, December 29th at 2 p.m. Eastern time. So that'll probably be around noon or 11 o'clock for the West Coast. So it's on CBS. If anybody's looking to find it, it's called the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. And it's going to be an exciting game, Coach.
Well, thank you very much, buddy. And again, Happy New Year to you and your family and James and his family. And again, for all of us out there, we want to thank Frank Pomerico for being our reporter on our Notre Dame football report, past captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. This segment weekly is brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet, race, and sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state of Nevada. Just visit STN Sports App. That's STN Sports App for more information. Also, if you want to rent a car or truck, I'd go where I go. That's Budget Car and Truck Rental in Las Vegas. Call 702-736-1212. We're going to take this short time out, and when we come back, yes, joining us will be Lindy LaRock, the head women's basketball coach at UNLV, off to a 10-1 start, and the conference play is about ready to start on Saturday. So buck up, everyone. We'll take this short time out with you, and we'll be right back from Las Vegas.